who are in the Mishnah on bottom of the Hay. Basis Gilo Yagalesh, they claim twice the height of a person. Echad min ha'edim doich ve'al masnov. Pashup shat doich ve'al masnov means he pushes him and he should fall on his back. Nepa chaliboy, if the guy did a somersault while he was falling and he wound up on his face, so then hofchoy al masnov. So then they turn him over. V'meis b'yotso. If he died that way, it's good. And if he didn't die with the tchifa, then the other aid takes the, so one of the aid and pushed him off. The other aid is noitalus evan, but nois ne alibay. Imeis bayotza. The imlav regim also bechol Yisrael. Shenem or yad aidim tiyabay barishayin alamisu yad kol om ba'achrayim. So Rashi says that Yagvayish they claim us umapiloi misham la'aretz. Hayvchei al masnov. So Rashi explained, why was he hayvchei al masnov? So Rashi, kshu mushkov prakdain hu megunu yaysa. So Poshim Shani Rashi is that if he's lying on his face, it's and since we don't want him to be meguna, I guess that goes into Rola Misi Yofa. So they push him off, the Chathchili should fall on his back. That's not so meguna. And if he turned over on his face, then again they turned him on his back. It's less meguna if he's on his back. That's the Chayr, the Pshat in Rashi. Rabbi Kiveger, Messiah, Shuvah Shvus Yankiv. So I looked it up. I have a sefer at home where they took all the tshuvas Rabbi Kveger's Mitzayin and they put them in a book. It's a very useful sefer. I don't know if it's still around, but it's a very good sefer. So I looked it up what the tshuva. Anyway, he what he's bothered by the Shvus Yaakov is that Rashi elsewhere in Shas, when the Gemara says lo yishan odin praklin, a person shouldn't go to sleep praklin. So Rashi learns praklin means on your back. And Tosfos learns praklin is on his face. But Rashi learns praklin is on his back. And here it sounds like Rashi's using praklin in the other sense. Rashi's explaining that hayvchei al mosnov, they turned him on his back. So Rashi says because kshu mushkav praklin hu meguna yaisa. So here Rashi seems to be using not a kashan's gemara. Rashi seems to be using the word praklin differently than Rashi uses it elsewhere. Yeah. And that's Rashi or Rashba?
Oh. No, I guess I don't know. I thought it was quoting Rashi.
Okay, I don't know. It's a guy to look up. I'd be curious. The Shulz Yaakov says very schwer things in Rashi. If you want, you can take a look. He says very difficult things. Pastor says Rashi means praktin over here. It means on his stomach. And, okay, it's a problem. Rashi elsewhere uses the word differently. Do something about it. But what he says in Rashi is very... I don't remember what he says in Rashi. I remember it's very, very far-fetched. Akapon, that's how Rashi learns the Mishnah. That the reason why they pushed him on his back, and if he fell on his face, they turned him on his back, is because it's less meguna if he's on his back. The Rambam seems to have a different shot. The Rambam says... I don't know how the Rambam knows that. I mean, it's obviously a good idea, but I don't know how the Rambam knows it. I'm sorry. He pushes him al mosnov me'achayrov. Pushes him from behind. Nepach v'neufel alibay la'aretz. And he turns over and falls on his face, on his stomach. I'm not quite sure I know how to visualize this, but it certainly seems like he pushes him in a way deliberately that he should fall on his front. The Ram explains what's the idea of sokol yisokol yori yori. The more looks at from a pasuk nitchifa and skilum, but the Ram says it's a hezver. That what's the difference if the evan falls on him or if he falls on the evan? Like falling on the ground is a kind of skilum. The Ram says sokol that the tchifa and the skilum are in effect the same thing. In the skilum they throw the evan on him, and in the tchifa they throw him on the hard rocky ground. So it's two different kinds of skilum, which we do both. They pick up this heavy stone. And they throw the Eben on his front. How did that happen? He fell on his face. So how do they throw the Eben on his front? I guess they have to turn him over. No, it doesn't say in the Rama. You have to add to Rama that they turn him over and they threw the Eben on his front. So anyway, I'm not sure if the Ram had the same gear, says Rashi. I guess in the Mishnah is Echem and Einem Doich Vey Almosnov Nepech Aliboy Hoif Choy Almosnov. So I guess in the Mishnah is clearly that they pushed him Almosnov, and it sounds like he's not going to fall on his front. He's going to fall on his back. That's a Rashi means. If he fell on his front, they turned him over on his back. The Rambam learns they pushed him in such a way that he fell on his front, l'chatchila. And then, if he didn't die, then somebody would take an Evan and put the Evan, that Rambam doesn't speak it out, obviously he had to be turned over, and they would put the Evan on his front. All right, some machlokes here in Metzias, in exactly how it worked. But I just thought I saw that the pshat Rambam is that the Rambam l'shitosoi, that since the Rambam learns that the skila and the tchifa are basically the same thing, they should get a clap on the hard ground, either stone on him or him on the stone, him on the stony ground. So Mela, both things are in the same. If you're Rashi, when they pushed him up, he fell on his back. Then when they stoned him, they put the stone in his front. According to the Ram, that doesn't really make any sense, because the skila and the tchifa are supposed to be the same thing, that he makes hard contact with the Evan. So Mela, if you're the Ram, both things have to be Aliboy. So they pushed him off in such a way that he fell Aliboy, and if they had to do an Evan on top of that, top of him really, so then they... and then they turned him over, and they did that Aliboy also, because the skill is Aliboy and not on his back. How does Ram say in the Perush Mishnayos? I don't know if I looked it up. How does Ram say in Perush Mishnayos? Haskilo yatrif imokem gavayu. If you should feel a seven or love, I should people who allow a tsar echotu. Shatroy Masha Omar, Sokol Yisokol, Yore Yore. That's all he says here. But that Knesh the Ram has, that the skill and tchifa are doing the same thing. But he doesn't hear in the Perush Mishnayos, I don't see that he addresses which way did they push him. Okay. Maybe you see your psychic stick of machlokes in tchifa. If you rashi that the tchifa was on his back and not on his front, so I'll call it the skill. The tchifa is not the same as the skill. The Ram is clearly that it's the same thing. Maybe I can be medayik and rashi talking not that way. You see that they work out differently. Okay, let's see about that. Tono, the Brisa says, if you add the height of the person, so it means he falls from a height of three kaimas. Why does he have to push him from such a high height? So to kill somebody, you only need Asar Tvachim. So why not push him down from Asar Tvachim? You see that the purpose of the Tvif is to kill him. That's clear in the Gemara's Kasha. The purpose of the Tvif is to kill him. So the Mara says to kill him, you don't need Shalosh Kaimas. It's enough to have Asar Tvachim. I think that's good with that. It's not a riot to the Rambam, but the Rambam I understand it very well. Tchif is a kind of skila, even if it's not. But you see that it's part of the. It's a kind of hamasa. Maybe that's not even a chiddush, but anyway, I see that anyway. So the Gemara. So that's the Gemara's kashrut. So pushing down from Asar Tvachim. because that's kedei lahamis. Well, it's not really understanding the Gemara's kasha. Kedei lahamis means he could die from it. It doesn't mean he's gonna. He's sure gonna die. How many people fall from a sar tochem? Not usually a fatal accident. So a person could die from a sar tochem. Somebody falls in a bar, a sar tochem, and he dies. We say it's because of the nefila. Somebody falls into a bar that's less than a sar tochem and he died. We assume that wasn't from the nefila. So if somebody dies from a sar tochem and he died, we assume that the fall killed him. That doesn't mean that a fall from a sar tochem is usually fatal. Here we want to do something to him that's usually fatal. I mean, what kind of a muscle would that be to do something to somebody that's not usually fatal? I don't know. Anyway, my answer is Omer Nachman, Omer Rabbi Rabu, Omer Kovi, Haftu Yach, Kamecha, Berle, Misi Yofer. In fact, Omer Yochi, Lik Betfei. So maybe you should push him off for the very high high. So, Omer, Mishum de Minvel. That's also not Misi Yofer, he'll be Minuvel. He'll fall apart. Okay, that's your Ashi. Thought of a Kaimish Loisha, my Pilim, Umud, Vlaim Yushuv, and even in Kulahai, the Blav, Hachilek, Shia Misa, my Borg, Shkele, Homes, Mishni, Verakamo, Echad, Chai, Vabar, Echad, Chai, Sichomor, Chai, when the field of Chamorim came, Lomen Em Abor, Abor Sheish Kedei Lahomis, Vayin Asar Atvachim, the Stam Bar in the Pachas Mesar Atvachim, Af Kol Sheish Kedei Lahomis, Mayni Asar Atvachim, Ayub Chusum Ikan Venof Al Teich Shor Vachamor Meis Potter, Alma Asar Avishilu Misu, Misi Yofa Sheyomus Mayer. Menubel Im Gavoy Yosem Midai, Mispazi Gufi Vor, Misparkin Vekreso Nivkas. Okay, let's see weiter. I don't really have what to mean by this. Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Shebetchiyo. How do we know that by Hasinai, it was a Chiv Skila called Nagei Bahar? So the Torah says, so that's the case of Skila. So how do we know that there that it was with Chiyo? Tamaloymer Yoroi. Minayin Shebetchiyo, Tamaloymer Sokol. So Sokol, Sokol, Yoroi, Yoroi. So it says both. Minayin Shebetchiyo, Ubetchiyo. Maybe it's either or. Tamaloymer Sokol, Sokol. Sokol yisokol oy yore yore. That says Zeribui. Zeribui. Sokol yisokol oy yore yore. It's marbe that you do both. Uminayin shemes betchi yotza. How do I know that if he was mes shemes betchi yotza? Hamaloymer oy yore yore. That even though you're supposed to do both, but if he died with tchi alone, you're yotze. What does that mean? And if you weren't yotze, then what would you do? I mean, it's a foul, no? We had before also Shemes Be'eben Achas Yotza Mem Gimel. Here we go, says Tumar. Tumar said, "Even Avonim, because otherwise I would have thought I need Evan to tell me if it only said that she emes be Evan achas yotza." So there, the Gemara then goes on and it's Masbir, because if it only said Avonim, I would have said Meikara Nesi Tarti Chaser Chmona Evan. There, the chayre means Because here's what I understand what's going on over here. And if you're not Yotzi, what are you supposed to do if you're not Yotzi? But he's dead, like, what could you do to him anymore? So you have a similar question in Maram and Gimel. Maram also has a Havmina. Shemes be'evan achas yotzi. But there the Gemara is Masbir. But what it means is, because if it only said Avonim, I would say, Lechatchil, you should throw two Avonim on him. Lechatchil, throw on him two Avonim. So Talmud Lomer Evan, no, you first you throw on him one Evan. And if he died from that, then good enough. And then it says Avonim, tell me, but if he didn't, then you do it, then you throw on another stone. So that Gemara, I understand, the Gemara itself is Masbir itself. The Havmin is not that if he died be'eben achas, you're not Yotzi, and what? I mean, so you weren't Yotzi. Fafal, he's dead. Dead is dead. It means the Havmin is maybe lechatchil you have to throw on him, you should throw on him two stones at the same time. But what does it mean over here? Over here we have a Havmin, it says Sokoli Sokoli Yori, right? I need a pasuk to tell me. So you see, you need both. But if you died with the tchia, I would have thought maybe not Yotzi. So what would you do?
And there's a lot of nachmias who was actually an official tzila versus if there was. For example, when you do tzlius, you bury him with a stone, or you bury him in one of the beis din's kuros. So the shot would be that no, you didn't. So oops, he failed. Like, let's say you give a gemara din and the guy dies.
So I would have thought he died, but he didn't die with Mrs. Beis Din. So he wouldn't have the halachas of Mrs. Beis Din. So you wouldn't be tailor him, and he wouldn't be he wouldn't be tailor him. Didn't do the stone, but you wouldn't be tailor him.
And you would be able to mourn for him, and you'd be able to do the whole process. Same way, if there was a gemara din, he just dies on his own. We don't bury him. We don't do tchiyah. You know, like, we just let the regular process carry on.
I don't have to be no avails, but. Maybe we wouldn't have the kapara, so we wouldn't afterwards rebury him in Kiryat Tzadikim, Kiryat Avos. I don't know. Maybe, I hear. Maybe that's the pshat. Anybody have any other suggestions?
Maybe this could be a proof for the Rambam of the Havamina that the Tchiyah is not a skila. Well, it would be and then the Yatzah is coming to teach me that the Tchiyah does fulfill the Tchiyah of skila, and it is part of an actual skila.
I don't know if it solves the problem. I think we still need what Chesky said, but I think the Rambam may be another layer of implication. In other words, without the pasuk, I would have said in Beis Betchil Lo Yotze. So my question is Lo Yotze. So what? My nafkamina. The Chesk Zilin is Dafka Minas that you were Makai and Mrs. Vaisdom. The Feeder Amam, that might also be because, what it? Why are you talking Makai? What is the Chiddush is that with Tchifa, obviously you can't kill him again, but the Chiddush is that with the Tchifa you were Makai and Mitzvasa. And Dafka Minas, Lagabe, what did we say? Lagabe Tlil, let's say, that you told him. The Feeder Amam, maybe we'd add, it's Takaraya that Yotze Taka means he's Yotze in Gans in Mitzvah Skila with all of the repercussions, including that Ratolim. If I was the Rambam, I would add, and that's because the Tchifa is the Skila. If the Tchifa wouldn't be a kind of Skila, it would just be an introduction to the Skila. It's like a wind up to the Skila. So then we wouldn't say you couldn't say Yotze and you wouldn't have the implications. You wouldn't be Tolim. The Moshul, what if they gave him a courage of Levina and Yayin? Right, they were mashal guy courage to levayin and yayin, and turns out he has a violent allergic reaction to the yayin and he dies. So I don't think we'd be telling, because you can't say we were yotzei mitzvah skila. So it's an introduction to the skila. You know, it's one of the things we do before the skila, but it's not the skila itself. And here it says with the tchifa you yotzei mitzvah. I mean, if I was the rabbi, I would say with the tchifa you yotzei mitzvah skila, and that's what it means. You yotzei that it has taka dinei skila that you tell him and so on. Yeah, I don't know if it's right for the rabbi, but the rabbi has a particular resonance.
Maybe the chiddush of the Mishnah isn't yotze as opposed to lo yotze, but the chiddush is that you're only yotze with the evit. The chatchila you should try and do it in such a way that you can make both. So don't give him like a.
I don't know what would be. How do you do that?
I mean, don't give him such a push that you really want to kill him. Give him a push that.
So the Moshe should have answered that by the let's make a higher cliff. The Moshe should have answered, no, higher cliff will kill him for sure. Where's going to be where it'll be the skila? I don't know that we have such a
question. Maybe that's why the Gemara thinks it could be 10 tvachim, because it doesn't have to kill him, it just has to do enough damage. You just need 10 tvachim.
Is the taka aloha we have to try and make sure not to kill him with the trifa? So the Gemara should have answered that on the higher. I don't think we have such a thing yet.
So it's similar to what you're saying, but if there was then the basic skill couldn't be killed.
That's
That's
why it's only 10 tefachim.
Shemes b'tchi yotza, meaning, had the halacha been that in mes b'tchi lo yotza, then we would not make the base of skila kedei lahamas. We would not make the cliff, you know, we would not make the base of skila, the kaima kedei, we wouldn't make it tall enough kedei lahamas, because after all, we don't want him to die. Because if he'll die, we won't be yotze. So I need to know that in meis b'tchifa yotza, to tell me that therefore the base of skila should be high enough to kill him. Oh, that's pashut. I mean, that's good. Yeah, that's probably that, right. Right here. Okay, very good. Uminayin laf l'doris came, where it continues. Well, let's see the rashes before we go right there. Uminayin shebetchi nidoinu ha-nidoinu b'hai Sinai. Nidoinu ha-noigim b'hai Sinai. Tam loyim ha-yorei lo isiga. Hi yorei loshin ha-shlocha kum ha-yorei v'yom. Umashmo yisdoris b'lei ribuyo. That's what the word means. Uminayin shebeskilas avonim. Minayin sheskilas avonim huskrosham. Tam loyim ha-sokal du loshin avonim. So the double lashon is a ribuy, and then minayin shemes b'tchiyah yotzul kach nemer oy lechalak b'tchiyah. You could have tchiyah alone. So then the Gemara continues. Minayin shaflu deres came. Tamloim esokol yisokol. It's like Rashi shaflu deres kol chayv eskilu teit chiyosham. Tamloim esokol yisokol loshen osir loiksev yisokol sokol yora yora. Okay, let's see right there. Vimlav eid hasheni noitel es even noitel fektim rabatanim shimil ozoimer even hoisa shom masri shnei bnei odom noitel v'nois talibu yemes b'yotzo. So you can't pick it up. It's too heavy to pick it up. Ultamech tikshalach yigufa. Masi shnei bnei adam, noitlo v'nois nalivoi. How could, that's a singular. Elo de madlo b'hadi chavrei. V'shod lo iyo ki hechei de teisim irazi. In order that should be b'koyach. So Rashi v'shod lo iyo chad minayim. De teisim irazi, b'koyach godol. De shnei men yechayim l'chav en koychum l'hashtuch ki echot. She zeh mashlich, zeh ma'akvoy. Aval yechidi mashlich b'koyach. Okay, right. V'imlaf v'gimosim yad kol odom, v'atanyim y'olim l'shonu b'odom. We learned in the Brayis that never happened. So, me coming into Ovid, I never said it happened. The mitzvah kamino, but there was, but nonetheless, theoretically, if he, the Edom didn't kill him, then he would be bechol Yisrael. Amar Evan Hoysa. The Mishnah, the Brayis said there was an Evan Hoysa, but that kilu that was there from before. But Tanya Achas Evan Shiniskalba, the Achas Evan Shinislalo. So they needed a new one. So what do you mean, Haisa Shom? Zach the Gemara, the Miskin and Maisa Yachrini Chilfayim. Every time they use one up, they would buy a new one for the next time. Why do they do that? Why not wait? Buy a new one when they need it. That would be more auspicious, like the Kinnis, you know. But there was a minig to throw kinis and put the kinis into Shemus after Tisha B'Av because we're never going to need it again. Maybe it's Inu Yadin. If after we pass in this Din Lamisa, we're going to have to wait to get a new Evan. Maybe that'll be Inu Yadin. So why there should be Evan there? I mentioned the Rambam. I mentioned a few days ago the Rambam. The Rambam says, why were they Nikvarim Imois? The Rambam says it was people shouldn't say that this is the Evan that this guy was Niskel with. It's not covered. Not covered Abiyas. Vatanya ain't Nikvarim Imoy, but we have another price that says that it wasn't Nikvarim Imoy. Amra Papa, my Imoy, Imoy bitfisosi, within Dalarams, but not in the Kever itself. I don't know why. I mean, I guess why, yes. Maybe it's a bizarre to put in the Kever with him. Fine, let's see. Rashi Kulam Nikvarim Imoy, Mikovet Tikbrenu Yisayer and Afkul in the Kaman Pirkin. The more attack as it read before. Where's Gemara? That's a pashut on several levels. First of all, the Gemara itself actually does not say that this halacha, that it's nikbar ima, is learned out from a ribui. The Gemara says something else later on in Memvav. The Gemara over there says that the eitz on which they were toileh him couldn't be a real tree that was growing from the ground, because then when they buried him, they would have to cut the tree to bury the tree. And the Torah, the pasuk says, ki kover tikberenu, that all you have to do is bury him, is bury it, apparently we're taking, bury it. You don't have to cut it down and bury it. So if it's going to be a real eitz, you're going to have to cut it down and bury it. It's mechusik tzitzo. The Mashmoy says, ki kover, all you have to do is bury it. That's the Gemara. So Rashi over there is mashlim. He said, and where did it say you have to bury the tree at all? Tell me it can't be mechusik tzitzo. It says you have to bury him. Where did it say you have to bury the tree? So Rashi says, ki kover, tamadloyim ki kover, miribuya mashmalay, there's a ribuy that the Gemara means to say that there's a ribuy that af eitz boy kfur. So the Gemara is assuming, that's like the premise of the Gemara. The premise of the Gemara is you have to bury him, echtes, you have to bury the eitz, because it says a ribuy. And included in the ribuy is that kikover, you have to bury the eitz, and without it being mechusuk tzitz, you don't have to do anything else. That's how Rashi unravels that Gemara. So that's the Rashi by us that sees in that Gemara that there's a ribuy that you have to bury the eitz. Where exactly is the ribuy? So Rashi over there just quotes Tamar Loimer Ki Kover. Maybe Ki Kover, maybe the Ribi is from the Ki. Rashi with us says the Ribi is from Kover Tikberenu. No? We Kover Tikberenu Yisera, Nafgalon the Kamen with Birkin. It's from the Ribi of Kover Tikberenu. That's not so pushed, because the Gemara later on, there in Mevavim at Beis, you know, you haven't learned the Gemara necessarily, but, or maybe you did. The Gemara over there learns out a different halacha from the Ribui of Kavod Tikberenu. The Gemara says that how do you know you have to be cover somebody in the ground? Maybe it's just enough to put him in a box. So it says cover, and it says cover. Whereas no, for cover, maybe just put him in a box. Who says you have to bury him in the ground? So the Gemara says Kavod Tikberenu. So Ribui, Kavod Tikberenu, they have to put him in the bury him in the ground. So I used up the Ribui for that. So where's the Ribui here to tell me that you also have to bury the eitz? So if I only had Mevavim and Beis, I would say, oh, that's a different Ribui. Ki cover Tikberenu. Cover Tikberenu, you have to bury him in the ground. And the key cover is they have to bury the eitz, maybe. But Rashi B'Yos says the Ribui is from the extra Tikberenu. Where's the extra Tikberenu? I need it for the Din of Pur itself. L'fi the Rambam, that the reason why you bury the eitz is that they shouldn't say that it was Batakol al Yodoy. Maybe the Rambam is not Kachilip. He doesn't need a Ribui. Maybe it's a Sfar. The Ribui is that it doesn't have to be Mechusik Tzitzel. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe that also needs a rebuy, even if it has a sfar, but it needs a rebuy. And maybe the Rambam agrees that it's a rebuy. I don't know for sure. Yeah, but the Rambam doesn't necessarily have to quote Tukum. Where's the lashon of the Rambam, Tago? Tess of Tess. Ain toilin ala ilan ha-mechub al-karka el ala tolosh. G'day shlo yehei mechusuk tzitzel. She ate Shenitla Olav Nikbar Imoish, Loya Haley Zichrin Rabbi Yemu Zeha ate Shenitla Olav Plani. The Chain Evan Shenisklub of Asai of Shenegba and Anerak Vasu again, first to be the Russell. Ain Tolin Al Ilan Hamachubala Kaka El Alatolish, Kreshley Shehe Mukusik Titsa. She ate Shenitla Olav Nikbar Imoish, Loya Haley Zichrin Rabbi Yemu Zeha ate Shenisla Olav Plani. V'chein ha'evan sh'niskel bo v'hasayev sh'nerag bo ha'nerag v'hasudorim sh'chayikim behen ha'kol nikborim v'tfisas ha'nerag avaloi v'kever atzmei. Clear. I don't know if the Rambam has a read before it or not. It's hard to know. The fee of the Rambam that is they in order that they shouldn't say she shouldn't have a zichra in Ra. So why do they bury it between Sosai? Why do they have to be buried within Dalai Lamas? What's the point of that? Buried anyway. Shad is if they were buried anywhere, somebody could dig it up. But a mace is kind of Dalai Lamas. That's Allah Yeshua, maybe Yeshua Menunas Masakan, a mace is by a mace mitzvah is kind of Dalai Lamas. But it's Allah also that a mace is the Tfisis and mace is Dalai Lamas. Dalai Lamas and mace, that's called the Tfisis and mace. So maybe that's like, I'm not sure exactly how to say this. Kilu. You can't dig it up because it's in the Tfisis HaMes. I think I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say more than I have to. But maybe just I'm not quite sure how to say it exactly. What the Nusach should be.
The way that Rashi does the Gersh can't you say that the key is teaching that there's Kvura Metzorah? The thing about burying him in the ground is just a response to like trying to deal with
Shomer
Malka, like the whole Gemara, none of those are necessarily.
Yeah, but Rashi is Matuyik, the Arishan learned the way that Kavat Tikvenu is that.
Rashi is healthy Arishan and Keen Kavat Tikvenu, so remember Rabuya. Rashi is healthy Arishan, he adds in the word Keen. So you could say.
What do you say, Arishan?
It's near, it's like the equivalent of the Judas of Lomar Mithnei, and Healthy Arishan and Tom Lomar Keen Kavat Tikvenu.
You're in the top or in the bottom?
It's like parallel to where in the Gemara, it's like towards the top. It's where the Gemara says, Kolomar, Rav Neva, that's elevated, but two dots there. And the Gemara made. So Rashi there says, Huffy Percy. So he's specifically adding the word key. So key teaches us, we bury him. Kavar Tikberenu, the added thing.
No, that's a rebuy, Tamalayim, Ki Kavar Tikberenu. That's a rebuy for Kola Mason.
Right, so key teaches us, because like whenever it happens, in any situation,
Hold on. Not so much in the sugya right now, but there's three things that the Gemara needs in the course of that omud. There are three things that we're marva, or that we learn. One is that we bury the eitz, and Rashi says even though it's not a fairish in the Gemara that that's from a rivui, and says Rashi quotes the pasuk ki kavar. He doesn't quote the word tikbrena by us. Rashi says it's from kavar tikbrena. By us, he doesn't mention anything about ki, and over there he says ki kavar. He doesn't mention tikbrenu, but. That Rashi not so explicit.
Well,
the Rashi by us is more explicit. It's covered
to
Grenum.
Yeah,
maybe he doesn't have the key. So maybe it's Hak. Look, all things being equal, Rashi by us is more explicit. Rashi by us says Beferish. It's the Rebuy is from Tikkur. So I just meant if I only had that Rashi, I wouldn't necessarily learn the Rashi that way. But in the light of our Rashi, maybe that's what Rashi there means too. So that's one thing we learn now. And then the Gemara later on has learns out from Kavah Tikberenu that we're marba, that not only they have to bury the people who are nitla la'etz, you know, the niskolim are nitla la'etz, but all mason we have to bury. And then the Gemara says, no, there's another limud from Kavah Tikberenu that it's not enough to put him in a box, you have to bury him in the ground. So the last two, that already is discussion of the Gemara, it's two lashonos in the Gemara, and the Gemara and the Rishonim discuss beferish, according to the lashon that learns out burial in the ground, how do you know taka to be marba shar mesim, and vice versa. And that's already a whole discussion in the Rishonim, how do you get two halachas out of Kavah Tikberenu? Because in the Gemara itself, it's a lishna acharina. One lashon is Kavah Tikberenu, is marba shar mesim. Lishna acharina, it's marba remes lekfuru, which the Rishonim understand to mean, based on the hemshech of the Gemara, that means burial in the ground, and not just to put him somewhere in a box, out of sight and out of mind. So, that's already a discussion. It's two lashonos in the Gemara. What's exactly the relationship between them? But here we have this other halacha that like nobody even talks about. Like, how do you learn out that you have to bury the eitz from a ribi of Kavah Tikberenu, which is already being stretched thin, to learn out shar mesim and to learn out from in the ground, not in a box? So where's the ribi to bury the eitz? So any day, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to spend like hours and hours on this. I don't know how we learn out so many things from Kavah Tikberenu. I'm just throwing out the Fidah Rama. Maybe it's takanadim. Maybe it's a svar. The Rama says that it has a svar. And the emes is maybe it's meduyak. I don't know exactly where to take this. By us in the Gemara, it says the halacha that you cover you have to be cover the eitz, the evan, you have to cover these things. Rashi just brings me a pasuk. It's a ribi of Kavah Tikberenu. If the Rambam, it's a svar. I don't know if it's only a svar or the svar is pshat in the pasuk in the ribi, but it's a svar. If Rashi thought like the Rambam, then it's a svar that he shouldn't have a. So l'chora, Rashi should have said it. Because if according to the Rambam, the reason why we bury the eitz is because he shouldn't have a bizoyin. So Rashi should say that it's negate us. It's important to us to know the ribui. It's important to us to know what's the pshat in the halacha. So maybe it's mashman Rashi, not like the Rambam. I don't know for sure. I'm just I'm thinking of that. Maybe it's mashman the Rambam that not like the mashman Rashi, not like the Rambam. That it's just exeris hakosuf. I don't know exactly what would be the getter, but it's exeris hakosuf. It's not like the Rambam to save him from the bizoyins. Exeris hakosuf. That Kavah Tikberenu, that Psemi Ribuya, we learn out Kavah Tikberenu, that there's a mitzvah skvura on the Evan. The same way there's a mitzvah skvura on the mace, there's a mitzvah skvura on the Evan Sheniskova. Maybe without any rhyme or reason. Even though it's hard to swallow that it doesn't have any rhyme or reason, but maybe. Anyway, there's all these things floating out there. You can do with them what you want. I want to just throw it out. Let's go weiter. And Ka'omer, I think this needs a hesber. This does need a hesber. Why does it have to be within his Dalet Amos? According to the Rambam, that it's only, maybe if you learn an Akhtar, maybe it's a little bit easier. It's part of Mitzvah's Kfura, is to bury him with the Evan. So maybe that's, it's part of his Mitzvah's Kfura that he should be buried with the Evan, for some reason. Whatever Torah said. His Mitzvah's Kfura is to be buried with the Evan. So it has to be Imei B'Tfisosa. Not maybe Imei Mamish, maybe that's not nice to bury him Imei Mamish, but it should be B'Tfisosa, because it's part of his Mitzvah's Kfura. But the Fidah Rambam, that the reason why we bury the Evan is just, people shouldn't say that's the Evan Shenisko, but so fine, so bury somewhere else. Why bury it over here? So that needs a, that's, I don't know, I think something along these lines, that it's imi betfisosi, that way people can't dig it up. Although I'm not quite sure exactly how to say that, like what prevents them from digging it up now.
We have to take what? Him out to put him base avos, so once he gets the full kapara, so we're going to have to dig it. So
what'll happen then? What happens when they put him in kirvei avos? What happens to the Evan? I don't know, what happens then to the Evan? Do they move the Evan too? Maybe they move the Evan too? Look at that. Interesting question. There's a strange diuk in the Rambam. I don't know if it's really a diuk or not. It's probably not a real diuk, but if you just read the Rambam at face value, the Rambam said like this: "Ein toilin ala ilon hamechuba lekarka el ala tolush kadei shlo yehi mechusik tzitzum sheheitz shenitla olav nikbar imay." He says nikbar imay shlo yehi lo yizichen v'yomer zeheitz shenitla olav plaini. So that part of the Rambam is only talking about the eitz shenitla olav, and he says the eitz shenitla olav can't be real eitz because it'll be mechusik tzitzum. It's just be a pole because sheheitz shenitla olav nikbar imay. V'chein ha'evin sheniskel bo v'asayiv shenerig v'hanerag v'asudorim shechankin behem v'chol ha'kol nigborim v'tfisas hanerag avaloi b'kever atzmai. So at face value, maybe you can read the Rambam that there's a chiluk that the eitchen nitl olav, that's nikbar imoy, that's his loshen nikbar imoy sheitchen nitl olav nikbar imoy. And then he says v'chein ha'evin v'asayiv v'asudorim Hakol nikborim betfisus hanerag, avaloi b'kever atzmai. Maybe it's hakam aduik, but there's a chiluk. I don't know what the reason for that could possibly be. It's probably not so. Probably not so. Absolutely, hakol nikborim betfisus, he's going back on everything. It's nikbar imoy, but not mamish b'kever atzmai, but betfisus. That's probably the emes. Okay, let's see that. Omashmo. Now we're starting a new sugya. This is already a sugya that's a lot going on. So take a literally Yad Eidim Tiva Rishayna. So if you don't have Yad Eidim, it was Nikta Yad Eidim, so he's potter because you can't kill him. Fact the Gemara Elamiato. Give me the Mekorach and Ami the Psili. So why only Nikta Yad Eidim? What if the Eidim Lechatchila were Gidim? So, and that's not Mashman Shmuel, that's Potter. That's Mashman that I still chayim. So the Gemara Shiny also, I'm the Omer Kura Yad Eidim, Shoy Sekvar. That's different. That's Yad Eidim, Shoy Sekvar. What's Rashi? What does Rashi say? Give me the Ami the Psili. Vim Kain, name Eidim Gidim Sulam, Lomli the Nokad Nikta Achamikam. Yad Eidim, Yad Shehoyslem, Tilem Bishas Misa. Aval Gidmin Mekora, Lemishtamu Mine, the Zuhi Yachalem. So Rashi learns Pshat in Gemara that the Gemara is going to say later by Hemshech that the Pshat in Shmuel is that Shmuel holds you need Krokid Chsiv. That means if the Torah said Yad Eidim, so we have to take that as literally, and it's a requirement, has to be. You don't have that mamash kibshuta kidichsiv krokidichsiv, so you can't be mekayim the din. So it says yad eidim. So here you don't have yad eidim. Fact number, what about gidmin meikara? So also you don't have yad eidim. So the Gemara says no yad. What's the Gemara again? Yad shoyis lekvar. Rashi understands it to mean you always need krokidichsiv and you always need yad eidim. But gidmin also is called yad eidim. That's the yad. That's not a steer to koch of the siv. Yad the Eidim means whatever Yad the Eidim. Eidim means when they were made. Whatever Yad they had when they were made, Tiyah by Rishayna, that's what they have to use, Lomas. So if they were given Meikara, that's Yad Shalem. So that's koch of the siv. But if they weren't, if they had a different Yad, a regular Yad, and now they became Gidmin, and now they have a different Yad, so then you can't be Mekayim, Yad the Eidim, because it's a different Yad. It's not the Yad that they had when they were made. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The Rambam, he brings this Gemara. Rama says, "See Talit Ches." He brings the halacha that you have to have the Eidim kill him first. The Eidim have to kill. Yeah, it would ask the Yad Eidim to be Rishayna. So the Rambam says, I'm picking it up in the middle, Lefichoch, there's other interesting things in that Rambam, but we'll talk about them later. Lefichoch, im nikta yada eidim potter. Vim hoyu eidmin gidmin mitchilo. But what if the eidim were gidmin meikara? Says the Rambam, yiharag biarachair. That's not like Rashi. According to Rashi, if the eidim were gidmin meikara, you still need kvaka desiv, you still need yada eidim. Just then they do it with their whatever they have. But the Rambam learns that if the Eidim lechachchila were gidmin, then you don't need Yad Eidim to be Rishayna. It's different shot in the Gemara. Yad. The Rambam learns Yad Eidim shalois sekvar. How does Ram touch up the Gemara? Yad Eidim Shehoyis Sekvar. According to Rashi, know what it means. Yad Shehoyis Sekvar means they have to have the same Yad they had Mekar. If they had Mekar, they were Gidmin. That's what they have to have. So that's what they have now. And the car that a regular yad, that's what they have now. Feed the Rambam, Gemara is saying something else. If they were given Meikara, then you don't need Yad Eidim Tiva Rishon altogether. Then we forgo Yad Eidim Tiva Rishon. Why? But the Torah says Yad Eidim Tiva Rishon. Like, what's the, how does Rambam read the Gemara? What's this Yad Shehoi Sekvar? If the Eidim were given Meikara, then you don't need Kroke Dechsiv. Stam, the Rambam has to learn that even though the Torah requires Yad, even though the Torah requires Yad Eidim, and the Rambam holds that if the Gidmin, they don't have a Yad. That's the Yad, like Rashi says, Zeh Yad Shalem. Gidmin Meikar don't have a Yad. The Rambam learns that Yad, that the Torah only required Yad to Eid. Because if they had a Yad, Bishasta, when they were made, so then, they had a Yad when they were made, so then the Chiyuv is Chal, the Eifen, that you need Yad Eidim Tiba Bereshayim. But if Bishas Chaloisa Chiyuv, there was no, the Eidim didn't have a Yad, and it wasn't possible to do Yad Eidim, then the Chiyuv Misa is not Chal in the Eifen of Yad Eidim Tiba Bereshayim. In other words, so Lefi Rashi, the Torah says God Yad Eidim, and the Gemara and Shmuel holds you need Krokid Chsiv, so you have to have Yad Eidim. So what's the story with Gidim Meikar? So Rashi learns because that's called Yad Eidim, but Lefi the Ram, that's not Yad Eidim. So, but the Torah says Yad Eidim. So where did that go? So the Chorei Pshat is the Ram will say, no, I need Krokid Chsiv, but the Torah itself was only Matzrich Yad Eidim Tiba Bereshayna when by the Chalois Achiyuv there was a possibility of Yad Eidim. So then the Chiyuv is Chal Beoifen of Yad Eidim Tiba Bereshayna, and it's Krokid Chsiv, and you can't kill, and otherwise you can't kill. But if Lechatchila there was no Yad Eidim, then even though Shmuel holds Krokid Chsiv, but if Lechatchila there was no Yad Eidim, then I understand. I don't know exactly how I know this, but then Chazal understood that then the Torah wasn't Matzrich Yad Eidim. The Torah is only matzich yad eidim bereishayin if the chiyuv was chal ba'ofen of yad eidim tiyuv bereishayin. If yad shehoyse kvar, if they had a yad b'shas t'chaloyse chiyuv, but if shas chaloyse chiyuv they didn't have a yad, then the chiyuv misses chal without yad eidim tiyuv bereishayin. And then we don't require the yad eidim tiyuv. Can't say the chiyuv misses was chal in the ofen of yad eidim tiyuv bereishayin if shas chaloyse chiyuv there was no yad eidim. If there's no, if the Eidim were given Meikar, then who says you have to have anybody's Yadayim?
But then what does he have to say?
Yadayim? No, I don't think Al Yadayim means they're Yadayim. Al Yadayim means like we all say Al
Yadayim.
Al Yadayim means true.
Right, but
no, the
Rambam
is.
Other people are also.
I don't think the Rambam will. I don't think the Rambam means that they have to use their Yadayim. I don't know. Or maybe I'm to use their Yadayim. Maybe that's just like some other halacha.
What's the hakpara to use other people? Like, because these people can't do it because.
No, but there's no din that you have to use the Eidim anymore. I mean, what if the Eidim want to do it Stamazai? I don't know. Maybe the Rambam would say they could, but there's no din anymore of Yad Eidim Tiva Rishayna. Or maybe everybody has to use the Yadayim, so then they can't. Maybe you can't use. Like, what if some other Gidim wants to come along and do it? Somebody, some Gidim wants to be the Shluch Beistin for the, he applies for the job, he's going to be the Shluch Beistin. And we know this, we have laws about these things. And so even though he's challenged, digitally challenged, nonetheless, we'll give, whatever. Moving along. I don't know. But anyway, I think that's what's going on. Could be Taisus holds like the Rambam. I was thinking. Taisus says, Behemshach, you know, the Gemara says at the end that one of the cases of Krokid Chsiv is by a Metzora if he doesn't have a Bayan Yad. So if you need Krokid Chsiv, then you can't be Metarim because he doesn't have a Bayan Yad, says the Gemara. But if you don't need Krokid Chsiv, then you could find the substitutes. You could, his left hand or Mokama Bayan. But the Gemara says, if you need Krokid Chsiv, then that's it. You need Krokid Chsiv, you need Bayan Yad or Yamanis, and you don't have Bayan Yad or Yamanis, tough luck. You can't have a tire. So Taisa says that's only if b'shosh niska klatayra, b'shosh niska klatuma. When he became tomei, he had a bayin yad. But if when he became tomei, he didn't have a bayin yad. So then Taisa says then you don't need it, because based on the Gemara before about yad eidim. Now Lefi Rashi. That the idea is that the idea of Gidim Meikara is that Zuhi Yad Shalahem. That a Gidim, that's his Yad, so I'm a Kaim Yad Eidim Tiv Rishonah, because Zuhi Yad Shalahem. But if he wasn't a Gidim Meikara, yeah, and so on. So what is Taisa saying? Taisa is, and Lacharis don't have the mashmois of Yad Eidim. Yad Eidim means the Yad they had when they were made. I think that's the Lashon Rashi even. Yad she'oisu lehem tiyu lehem b'shas miso. Aval Gidim Meikara lehem ishtomim ne dezu yad shalem. So Yad Eidim means Yad she'oisu lehem tiyu lehem b'shas miso. So what is Taisa saying? Taisa thinks that it was Pasha to Taisa that by Boyan Yodai Hayimanis also it means Boyan Yodai Shehoisaloi B'shash Shemiz Kuklatumma. And if he doesn't have a Boyan, Zuhi Boyan Shalai? I don't know, maybe. And maybe Taisus thinks if he doesn't have a Boyan, so Zuhi Boyan Shalai is the Mokama Boyan, that Zuhi Boyan Shalai. The same way by the Edom, if they don't have a Yad, so Zuhi Yad Shalahem. So Taisus took for granted that if they don't have a Boyan, Zuhi Boyan Shalahem. I don't know, how does Taisus know? Maybe it's not analogous. Also, here it says Yad Eidim, so I thought there's a mashmah, it's a Yad that they had when they were Eidim. Here it says Boyin Yodai Yamonath, meaning, and now they're not, Yad Eidim, this I'm not sure if it's a Kashan Tosis or not. I thought the Pshat in the Gemara is, at least the way Rashi learns the Gemara, Yad Eidim means the Yad that they had when they were made. So if they were Gidim when they were made, that's the Yad Eidim. If when they were made they had a regular Yad, then that's the Yad Eidim. So the mashmah is from Yad Eidim. I mean, Lafi Rashi, I think that's true. Mechatesh, they have to have the same Yad they had when they were made. Is it a Yad or is it not a Yad? Why is it telling when they were made? Because it says Yad Eidim. So Yad Eidim means the Yad, whatever they had, whatever kind of Yad they had when they were made, that's the Yad they have to have now. By Mitzora, it says such a lashon. Boyin, the Boyin, maybe it says Boyin HaMitzora. Maybe Boyin HaMitzora means the Boyin Shehoyo Mishanasa Mitzora. Like this whole thing Tosis is making up. That you can say Zui Boyin Shalahem, and that Boyin Yodai Hayamonis means, this is Boyin Yodai Hayamonis. I don't think it even says Boyin HaMitzora. It says Boyin Yodai. Boyan Yodai means the Boyan that he had when he was Niska Kultumah. Like, Mechatais, how did Taisus know all these things? Like, Lefi Taisus is making a lot of assumptions that I don't know where Taisus has the warrant to make them. Number one, that by Matar also the Samash Shmo is the Boyan Shehoisaloi Meikara. And also that by a Boyan, you could also say Zuhi Boyan Shaloi if Meikara didn't have a Boyan. So the Mokama Boyan becomes Boyan Yodai. Mechatais, that's true. It's true by a Yad. I don't know if it's true by all things. Maybe it's only by a Yad, Zui Yad Shaloi. That's what he uses to be, by a Bayan. Doesn't have a Bayan. Look at that. If Taisus holds like the Rambam, then I think it's better. According to the Rambam, it's not so much Shmois Yad Eidim, the Yad that they had when they were made, and it's not some Svara that his stump is like his Yad if that's what he had all along. That's not the Pshat of the Rambam, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. Yad Eidim means their hand. And there's no special mashmois, the yad that they had when they were made. A yad is a yad, and if he doesn't have a yad, he doesn't have a yad. Rather, the Rambam learned up Pshat in the Gemara that somehow the Gemara holds that the din of Yad Eidim, that you need literally Yad Eidim, is only where the chiyuv was chal be'ofen, that there was a Yad Eidim. But if b'shas chalos achiyuv, there was no Yad Eidim to be had, then it's a svara that the Torah didn't require Yad Eidim. And that's not a steer to Kol Kedusha. Even on the level, even if you hold Kol Kedusha like Shmuel, Kol Kedusha means if b'shas chalos achiyuv, there was a possibility of doing Yad Eidim Tiyah Barishayna, so that's Ma'akif. But if B'shas Chalois Achiyav, there was no possibility of doing Yad Eidim, then even on the level of Kokid Chsiv, somehow the Gemara says, you don't need Kokid, then you don't need the Torah never was, and now we know this, somehow the Gemara knows, that where B'shas Chalois Achiyav, you needed literally Yad Eidim, then you have to have, that you need Yad, sorry, if B'shas Chalois Achiyav, it was Chal V'Oifin of Yad Eidim, then you have to have Kokid Chsiv. But if B'shas Chalos Achiv there was no Yad Eidim, then the Torah was never Mechayiv Yad Eidim. So Taisus holds by analogy. If B'shas, that he was Niska Klatuma, there was it was Chal, the Tumah, in a way that its Torah requires Yad Boyan Yodai, so then you have to have Boyan Yodai. But if B'shas and Niska Klatuma, there was no possibility of Boyan Yodai, then the Tumah is Chal, B'Oifin Zeh, that you don't have to have Boyan Yodai, you don't have to have Kokid Chsiv. You only need Kokid Chsiv if B'shas Chalos Achiv, the Chiv was Chal with the Kokid Chsiv. But if B'shas Chalos Achiv, the Chiv was Chal without a Kokid Chsiv, then you take it only Kokid Chsiv. Even though that's also a very big thing for Taisus to assume, but Taisus read in the Gemara. If Taisus read the Gemara like the Rambam, then that's what it says in the Gemara. How does the Gemara know? I don't know. That was the whole concept of, we're going to have to stop soon, but the whole concept of Kokid Chsiv is very, you get a handle on it. I don't really have a firm handle on it. What does this mean? Like normally we used to, this is the one sugya in Shas, Kokid Chsiv. Should be sugya every blatant shas. We should always be wondering, any krok of the sieve, Torah says halacha, do you have to have it or not? What if you don't have? No, the Torah says you need four batim in tefillin. It's krok of the sieve. Yeah, maybe it's enough. You have the idea. You know, the Torah says you need four chutim. I don't have four chutim in tzitzis. I have three chutim. Maybe you don't need krok of the sieve. Like, it should be every blatant shas. We should always be worrying that krok of the sieve. It's obviously not that way. And the emes is that usually we assume that by kachim, there's a special in Hashanah of a kosov la'akib, that if a korban, the Torah says a korban needs a certain thing. It has to have a matan dam, and it has to have a shvicha shirayim, and it has to have a ribua, and in the mizbeh, whatever. Every halacha Torah says, if the Torah doesn't say it twice, we assume that it's not likuba, it's just limitzvah. And if Torah says it twice, we assume it's likuba. And outside of kachim, we always assume everything's likuba. So by outside of kachim, we assume the Torah says you have to have four chutim, it's likuba. The Torah says you have to have four batim tefillin, so it's likuba. The Torah says you have to everything in Torah, you have to do the way it says in Torah. And here, all of a sudden, we have a psasugya by a few special cases of yada edim tibay reshayna and goyel adamu yomus seretzeach, and by in yodli hayamonis, and by bentzayim amayra, the various things that they shouldn't be chishim sum and so on. There's a few special cases that the gemara has a psasad that maybe the Torah didn't mean it literally, maybe it's not krokid chsiv, and maybe Torah meant it literally, maybe do need krokid chsiv. So it needs a hesber. I don't have a good hesber. Maybe I'm not sure it's going to be the same according to all Rishayim. But it needs a hesber. I don't know that we're going to have one. I don't have one right now. When does this come into play? This thing of krok yosef. Like first, I was toying with the idea. Maybe krok yosef is only by those things that we could imagine the Torah didn't mean it literally. Like most things, we assume the Torah said four that sitches are four chutim. We assume the Torah meant it literally. Dalat bat to make a taste that it's not a figure of speech. But here, yada edim tibay reshayna. Maybe it's just a figure of speech. It's not mistara, it's meant literally. I don't know if that works in all these cases. A bayin yoda tar didn't mean literally. If he has a bayin in it, then it means bayin yoda. Shayli bayin yoda, we put on the other yad. But tar certainly meant bayin yoda, yaman is literally. So mecha taisa, it's not kedichsib. Goyel Adam. Goyel Adam Yomus Zeretzeach. It's not a figure of speech. If there is a Goyel Adam, you have to have the Goyel Adam. Goyel Adam Yomus Zeretzeach. Make a face that it's a figure. So it's a lot of that. That's not the pshat. You see, that's wrong. The krok of the sieve doesn't mean that it's just. If loy ba'idin krok of the sieve, the tzad that you don't need krok of the sieve. Where says machlekes tanoim in the end? The tanoim will hold you don't need krok of the sieve. It's not the pshat that the krok of the sieve is only a figure of speech. When the Torah says Goyel Adam Yomus Zeretzeach, it's not a figure of speech. It's a din. But if you don't need krok of the sieve, then the din's not ma'akif. What is that? I thought outside of kachim everything's makif. So I don't have the service exactly. What is this? What is it that all these cases have in common? That somehow they are the subject of krok yedichsiv, and everywhere else we assume that the things are makif. Okay, we'll stop here.